Good afternoon and welcome to the Market Close Report for Thursday, the 23rd of March. Well, unfortunately, the market's two-day winning streak has come to an abrupt end. Today, the ASX 200 fell by approximately 47 points. That's a drop of 0.7%, and it means the index was back below 7,000 to 6,968. The broader All Ords was also down about 0.7%. So what this means is the market fell enough to wipe out most of Wednesday's improvements, and unless we get a gain of around 0.4% or more on Friday, this is going to be our seventh weekly decline, which hasn't happened in a long time. Now, a lot happened in overnight trade, but something that received attention was an interest rate hike in the United States, which means rates haven't been higher there since 2007, a 0.25% lift. That was very widely expected by 9 in every 10 economists who was surveyed around the world. What received more attention was the outlook, where basically the Fed seemed to rule out the idea that it's a rate cut at some point in 2023 is on the cards. But across the market today, we had 9 of 11 sectors under pressure, certainly led by the materials, which were down 1.1%, but also some significant falls from tech, from financials, and from energy and property. So they fell by, you know, close to that 1% mark. We had modest losses elsewhere, and the only two winners were defensive areas of our market: communication services, which includes telcos like Telstra, and also consumer staples, which includes those supermarket chains like Woolies and also Coles. Now, as far as the winners are concerned on the market, there were quite a few. Gold miners are continuing to stand out. In fact, since the banking turmoil started in the US a couple of weeks ago, 8 of the 10 best performers have been miners of the precious metal. Today, the best was Perseus Mining in that space, lifting 2.3%. The best overall, though, on the market was United Malt Group, which rose about 5.5%. Now, it sells ingredients to breweries around the world, and it received a broker upgrade today, partly on signs of greater demand for beer. Brickworks, which sells building products globally, rose 3.1% today, handed down a record half-year profit and a slightly bigger dividend. So it's been 47 years now that it has either maintained or raised its dividend payment. It did warn, though, that things might get a little tougher because of the 10 rate hikes we've had in a row. Sigma Healthcare, another standout, lifting about 0.8% today. Now, it's a distributor of products to over 1,200 pharmacies globally, and it has returned to profit. One of the things which have been helpful for the group has been strong demand for rapid antigen tests, especially around 12 months ago. Now, as far as the losers are concerned on our market, there were plenty of them, but the worst was PolyNovo, which fell over 12%. It actually sells a medical products across the world, and basically it fell 12% because its chairman sold almost $10 million worth of shares in the group. Lake Resources were down 8%. It continues to struggle with lithium prices coming under pressure recently. And Macquarie Group, the investment bank, which is more global facing than many other banks in Australia, a little down about 1.8% in that banking space. It's fallen 10% in 2 weeks. Also in the tech space, it was Megaport that struggled. It fell 8.5%, 5 weeks of declines for the group, and certainly the surprise departure of its CEO early this month has not been helpful. Now, the Aussie dollar did manage to strengthen against most currencies today. It's sitting at about 67.3 US. Firmer against the yen, the sterling, and the euro, a little weaker against the New Zealand. Now, looking forward tonight, it's going to be interesting because in overnight trade, we had another hot inflation report in the UK, which was a bit surprisingly hot. So the Bank of England is expected to potentially raise rates tonight, and the Swiss National Bank is going to meet as well. Have a great evening. We'll do this again tomorrow.